Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Put your hat so far on your face.
Yeah. Can't see your face, man.
Is that why Alan wears his backwards?
I gotta wear mine backwards so everybody can see my face.
We got a full house tonight.
I put sound like RFK Jr. at first.
A good shot, man.
Yeah,
that is a pretty good shot.
Filled it all up there. Huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's full of faces.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Welcome you to Porch Talk, and it is good to have the boys. As you can see, or if you're an audio listener, you can hop over to the YouTube and you can go check this out on the Porch Talk channel. But you may remember Off the Deep End.
Yeah, man.
Is it dead? Is it returning? Whatever happened to Big John? He's back here tonight. We got Big John.
What's up, dude? What's up?
And to my left, I don't know, camera, off camera, this side, I got Brother Webb.
What's up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
Study after study has shown the human behavior changes when we know we're being watched. Under observation, we act less free, which means, effectively, we are less free. Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden.
Still hanging out in Russia, right?
As far as I know, I don't think he has a place here.
Yeah, I don't think he's welcome back here.
And one thing that we typically boast about here in this country is being the most free, but somehow, after those WikiLeaks, he ain't so welcome here.
No, not
what do you think about that, Brother John?
He wasn't a WikiLeaks guy.
Oh, I love
that's
Assange. I love Edward Snowden. I think he was doing great things for the country, and then they're like, fuck you, yeah, you're out.
Sure. But, I mean, on top of that, I mean, like, just, man, like, as long as I have known you, you have carried that on. It's like, when people believe that they are more surveyed, they are less free. And, I mean, you take that to the nth degree, dude.
Oh, yeah, because you have to assume. I learned this when I was living in Memphis. You have to assume that wherever you go, you are being audio and video recorded.
Well, you are.
Yeah. Some places you are.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere, pretty much. I mean, it's 21st century, dude.
I mean, like right now.
Yeah, audio and video.
I mean, just wild.
What's been good with y'all? Well, what's been good with you this week?
Oh, man. It's been...
Nothing.
Yeah. The pollen is slowly starting to go away. That's
a
plus.
Nice storm to knock that shit
yeah,
down.
I know. That kind of helped me out. I could breathe a little bit, you know. So that was a plus. Other than that, we're just rocking along. Rocking along as we are. Me and Cobb going bin sales and bin diving and shit.
That's what I wanted to hear right there.
First in line.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you got a bargain hunt in your town?
Yeah, if you got a bargain hunt, most of them do what's called crazy bins. And you can go digging through. And everything is $7, whatever you can pick up. And it's all Amazon returns. So you can find some pretty cool stuff and some pretty wild stuff too, but
I know nothing about it.
Oh, really? Oh, you need to join us.
It'd be like 20 people waiting in line.
Oh, yeah, we were the first ones to get in this past Friday.
So this is a thing. Like,
yeah, every 2 weeks they have bins. Yeah, for real. Yeah, we'll put it in the chat.
9 o'clock.
We'll do it. 9 o'clock. Y'all be there. Let's dig it and go.
look, I want to be a part of something, but can we please schedule it to after 3 p.m.?
Can I sleep a little bit? I mean, you can, but you're going to get there after everybody's dug through all the shit, and then it's like, because the thing about those bins, there's like 24 bins on the floor that you're digging through, and then every other day it goes down a dollar. So it starts at $7, and then after the 2 weeks it goes down all the way down to a dollar.
Okay.
Make sure it's in the box.
Then they redo it. Yeah, well, everybody just rips stuff out of the box. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, by the time it's down to a dollar, you're just digging through.
I found the phone bank, it ain't got the phone bank in the box.
Yeah, you find the box, that's it. But that's what happens. But
that's weird.
But anyway, you can find some stuff anywhere from that's worth anywhere from 2 cents all the way up to $2,000 in that bin, which is wild.
$7 for the 2 cent thing, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you just wait. That's why you wait. But no, I mean, you get to look through everything. It's pretty cool, yeah. So you get to pick what you're wanting to get or not, yeah. So
people were friendlier than I thought.
Yeah, they'll help each other. And hey, what you looking for? Hey, you looking that?
It's not Black Friday.
Yeah, no. It's like, hey, I found a drill bit. Are you interested?
Yeah, you like this cup? Nah. Yeah, whatever.
And what's crazy, I wonder, like, as long as you've been like doing this, it's like, are there people there that have seen you around and be like,
it seemed like it.
I bet like you would probably like this. Like, come over here.
You make friends and stuff. Actually, I made a friend that I didn't know that was his friend at the time. And
oh, Eric Adler.
No,
shout out, baby.
The chick, what's her name? Was there.
Trudy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Trudy, I mean Rachel.
Rachel, yeah. I was like Trudy, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Chef Ken.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Yeah. We made friends like seven months ago.
Shades of Bacon or whatever the hell it's called.
The 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, seven shades of bacon.
It's just because we're all in the South.
That's why. Yeah, we're pretty close proximity here. But anyway. But yeah, Crazy Bins. You got a bargain hunt. Check them out. It's fun. It's fun as hell. And you get some cool shit for cheap.
Just don't go to the Columbus one.
Yeah, that's ours.
But I mean, for the most part, like the one everyone was hopping on is by the time you listen to this or watch it, it's probably no longer in existence. The Dirt Cheap in West Point.
That's gone.
That was the gold mine.
Yeah.
Really?
I would hear people in Starkville that would frequent like the Dirt Cheap in Starkville.
Yeah.
And they would tell wives' tales about what happened in West Point.
Yeah.
And if you got a child you don't want to be around, you take them to this wonderful daycare center.
right across the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary fun.
Y'all remember that? The teachers with the Halloween mask on scaring the kids.
Oh, yeah.
What a throwback.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. That was like...
Oh, they went to jail. That's what happened.
That made national news, man. That was a big deal. That was wild. But anyway. Yeah.
Brother Kyle, what's been good with you, brother?
Me and Webb, you seen the previews of this new Crow?
I haven't seen the previews. I read a little bit about it.
It looks like shit.
I ain't with it.
I'll watch it just to compare, you know. But
yeah, you see this? I mean, you gotta watch.
You see this? It's the real Crow.
That's the one. That's the one.
That is not.
That's not even the picture I saw.
That's the Joker.
It's Bill Skarsgård. You can't see it.
The perfect meme that I saw of that was like it was Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah.
Like being cosplayed into being Brandon Lee's Crow.
Kind of looks like that Florida Joker hardcore, though.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
But I AI generated the dude I wanted to play the Crow.
Let's go.
Taylor Kitsch.
How'd it come out?
Boom.
Wow. Would you get that close enough to the camera balls?
We're going to roll it up. Can you see this? Up a little bit. Up. There you go.
Hey, that looks good.
AI generated. Taylor Kitsch.
The Crow. What was yours?
Mine was just a dude with a crow head.
Your AI sucks, dude.
Hey, it looked cool.
Yeah, it did.
It did. It was like, oh, it looks like, it really looked like, oh, that could be the Crow.
I love that. Like, I love like all the experiment that we're doing with AI right now. And just like, I'm having a conversation with my AI. Like, I've been messing with it long enough to be like, I can have a half-wit conversation with it. But then you'd be like, dude, download AI and start talking to it. It's like, man, AI is stupid. I was like, you gotta
learn you. It's gotta know who you are. Yeah,
you gotta build it up a little.
it's wild.
Through your metadata and just do a little research.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It depends on what you're logging into. That's the main thing. If you're not logged into anything, you're just gonna like, I don't know. You're a regular guy. You could be anything.
Yeah, this guy's a serial killer. He doesn't have a Facebook.
He's a serial killer and a dentist. He's Dr. Giggles. Another throwback there.
Speaking of serial killer, what about that guy that cut that homeless man's head off?
Yeah.
How old was that kid?
He was like 19.
Yeah. He looked like he was 38.
That's probably the meth.
Dude, time. Someone argued that.
Yeah, we're just.
Time fast forwards now.
Yeah, we're just getting old. It's like it feels like these kids are getting older quicker.
I don't know,
it really does, but, you know.
I basically looked the same since I was like 22. So,
yeah, I mean, I feel like all of us have, you know.
Do you see?
Yeah, I've been bald since I was 18, so. Yeah.
You see, like, high school footage of early 2000s?
Huh?
You ever see, like, a 2-minute clip of, like, high schools in the early
2000s? Oh, yeah,
yeah. I'm like, those was my days, man.
Look
at those clothes.
It looks so, like, shitty and grainy.
Yeah, it looks like it's like,
well, it looks like my days, dude.
I mean, that was all done on a razor.
People were happier looking.
Yeah,
to me. They didn't have a computer in their pocket.
Yeah.
That's what the teachers were warning us about.
You're not going to have a calculator in with you all the time.
As it turns out, Mrs. Turner was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And look at us now, baby.
Look at us now. Send emails.
I can't live without my tablet.
We just walking around all googly moogly.
Do you miss the technology game?
Like if okay, let's back that up. Before we get into like what you have, Cobb, is let's say I'm not talking about like some post World War crap, but let's just say we woke up tomorrow and the internet didn't exist.
Wonderful.
I would be so fucking happy.
You'd be for it.
Oh hell yeah!
The internet never existed. You can't say woke up and internet don't exist because that's gonna be tragic.
Yeah. It's like it never did.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pandemonium in the streets.
Yeah. If we didn't know what it was, yeah, and we woke up and never even knew it was like, you know,
a thing.
It was a thing, it'd be okay.
You mean to tell me there wouldn't be some hot girl coming out of freshman year of college who was asking for mission trip money in Fuji? I wouldn't have to see that anymore?
Yeah. Man.
What a day that would be.
Yeah.
Be a world without memes.
What do you mean? We just would be like, hey man, look at this shit.
Yeah. I mean, what would you be showing? There wouldn't be internet. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have
it would be locality, man.
You would be like, look at this funny shit I saw at the grocery store today.
Like it's
a picture I took.
You had to carry around one of those big old video cameras.
Old school.
We're taking technology.
We were just talking about the internet, not like Bluetooth.
Technology has gone.
We're walking around with these computers in our pockets, but they don't have the internet.
Yeah, they don't have the internet.
You got to.
Okay. They're just flash drives.
Yeah, that's it. You got to rewind your videos.
Please, be kind and
rewind your DVD.
And we actually hold up that lawsuit to where you will be charged if you don't.
That's right.
Man, Blockbuster. Remember going to a video store and renting a film?
Like searching Netflix, but like analog.
No,
but in person.
No.
It's like you stepped inside Netflix.
No, you had to make more of a commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
paying money to watch this.
You're going by the cover and what it said on the back. That's it.
Bored.
Yeah, you're paying a subscription to everything.
Yeah.
And
it's like you're living at the movie store.
Yeah.
You're just going to just
bored.
How many times you just put something on? Just be like,
this sucks.
Yeah. Whatever, you know. You're not going to do that if you're going to have to go rent it for $5 or $7.
Yeah, you're
going to
be very meticulous. Be like, I want to spend this.
Of course, now trying to rent a movie would probably be $25. So.
I mean, you can go down here and get it for about $1.75.
Well, that's now. Yeah, with streaming. Without it.
Hang on.
You know, you go to we know Nicolas Cage is going to be in a good movie. Who's ever heard of this guy? So we're going to watch Nicolas Cage. And, you know, there would be a lot of fucking... There would be superstars again.
Yeah.
Because it would be like, I know that guy. He's funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well...
And we would know Sidney Sweeney.
Great
tits.
Movies come out in theaters back in those days. And when they stopped playing theaters, you had to wait like 8 months.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
there's
straight,
movies,
boom, boom.
Yeah. There's movies in theater down here.
You can watch
that
it
you
now.
Can go buy at Walmart.
Yeah. You can watch it now.
Streaming. If you have Fandango, I mean, you can watch anything.
Yeah. It's almost like, you could go watch it at the theater or you could go to Walmart and just go ahead and get you a digital copy. Wild.
It's in the $5 bin already.
It's like, actually, it was horseshit, but here it is.
How dare they put X in a $5 bin still?
Yeah, it broke my heart.
Oh, you recently watched that?
Yeah, I recently watched it, man. It was wild.
Where did it go?
It didn't, because it's not a sequel.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, not a sequel.
That's coming out in July. To that masterpiece.
It was amazing.
You're hard to please.
For 2022, that was chef's kiss right there. That was.
I mean, it did have a story and...
Well, of course.
A lot of. I don't know if you haven't seen it by now. It's basically a softcore.
Go buy the $5 bin. That's just a give me.
It's worth it.
Murdering people.
If you even remotely like horror movies, that is a good one.
Oh, and by the way, I have seen an influx. I don't know if this is just social media conduced, but like just with the podcasts that I've been listening to, and also like some of what I see on social media, and Brother Cobb, once again, is ahead of his time. That more people are returning to having the physical copy of what they love because they are beginning to understand
it's starting to go away.
It's like I'm a time traveler.
Things are starting to disappear.
I may not have it.
Like, what about the Shazam? Remember that?
Shazam? Okay.
Unless you had the physical copy.
The Mandela effect.
It didn't exist.
He's saying
it's coming back. He's saying people are buying VHSs, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I have a functioning VHS player.
No.
He found me a cassette player.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I did.
Bargain hunt. You know, it's Bluetooth too, but it's like, I can play cassettes.
Put a cassette in it.
Well, I'm going to start buying cassettes.
Start rewinding it with a pencil.
Nah, I want to go back to cassettes.
Hey, like, I'm not going to pay $15. I'm going to pay like a dollar.
Yeah, the cassette, that was like the downfall of music.
I don't know. I think it was like when radio.
I don't know, dude.
By Cumulus.
Yeah, when radio was.
I like cassette.
I Heart Radio. That's
cassette was the days where you had to wait on your song come on the radio to hit record.
Yeah. Your finger on the button. All right, you got a little bit of that.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Suffocation.
That may be the last song I recorded on cassette.
Now, I bought the CD for that one, so.
I think I did, too.
And those days are gone
I
now,
think I like, recorded it then by the CD.
With today, one thing I will say is, like, having that radio hit, do you remember going to FYE or whatever your music store of choice was and buying that CD and, like, listening to it and, like, the only thing good was that hit.
That one song, yeah. Well, I mean, you... Also back then too, you would just buy a CD because of one song, and then you would listen to it, and you'd have some damn.
Remember, we'd have some deep cuts. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
remember what they took from me?
It was fun. I missed that shit. I really
man,
missed.
Yeah.
Changing seats.
Yeah, flipping driving. Over like across in the seat,
in
going
the
up.
Seat.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get this 30.
Or you had the visor.
Yeah.
I never did that.
I don't care.
I never did that. I didn't like it. I put it down here.
Oh, shit, I had.
I'm down here.
I had a 10 disc changer in my console.
Like, it seemed like if I took a real sharp turn.
Oh, yeah.
You had to get the tight one. You couldn't loosen it out.
Only put your burn CDs up.
I was running out of CD room, so I put like the ones that like I could risk a scratch on this one. I'll stack them on top of each other. It's this last one.
Yeah, you gotta tighten it up.
But they were never gonna scratch and never gonna
stop. They were always
the 200. This book in the back seat.
Grab it.
Yeah. Let me get my big book out. Hold here, passenger. Would you flip through this and pick a CD? You have 200 choices, and we have a 15-minute drive. Good luck.
But did you ever go through and like organize it and like put like all the same?
Oh, you would try to.
Oh,
and then your next
a week later, it'd be
then
done
your next girlfriend would just screw it all the way.
Yeah,
up.
I used to steal all of them.
The album and the CD behind the album art. Oh, yeah. Actually.
Yeah,
you know, so I would have to double my
nice
CD
case.
That's
why
he went to radio. Yeah. 101.7 got bought out or something?
Dude, 101.7 sucks.
I like it better. They play like old shit too
now. That's Tuscaloosa. He's not even 9.
Yeah.
I know.
He was the Fox.
I know. I'm just saying. I have to listen to radio.
Well,
not
like,
cause
he knows every other radio.
I don't have to. I'm just like, I want noise. And I'm like, what? 101.7 ain't playing. Hey, 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 hey. Ooh. You know?
I'm like, I don't even know
don't
what
you.
That is.
Oh, okay. We got it now.
Like, what? This is like 80s, y'all.
We got Bottom of the Edge here, boys.
They'll play something like that. Or they play Cage Elephant. I'm just like, I like that little mix like that.
That's fair. But, like, by this time, you know, you do realize that Cage the Elephant is
classic rock.
Is classic rock now.
Yep.
But they got a new song. They got a new song.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's still classic. It's like if Kiss come out with a new song. It's the same.
It's still rock to me, damn it.
Yep.
No, man.
Neon Peel grew on me. I love that band.
Where do y'all go now?
New Pearl Jam.
And
nice.
I know, like, most of us are set in our ways. We're sitting in the house that Deftones built. And Pussifer and Primus and all that. But, like, when you're looking for something new, like, Danny, like, I mean, how did you find
Sleep Token?
Sleep Token,
yeah.
How did you find those guys?
Well, Spotify is beautiful,
algorithm?
Yeah. Because I'll find a band that are a song that I kind of like. I'll build a radio station off of it, and then I'll just listen to the radio station, and shit'll just come about. Of course, I found Sleep Token about 6 or 7 years ago.
What?
Actually, yeah. And I've liked them ever since, but they just finally blew up this year, or last year, or whatever it is.
All the hype.
Yeah, like crazy. But
they got a song on 101.7.
I think I had I found a band called Vexus. So instead of doing like a well-known band or anything, I would find something that was kind of unheard of that I liked, and I'd build a radio station off of it. So I found a band called Vexus, and then I built a radio station off of it. And that's where I found Spirit Box, Sleep Token, I mean, tons of different ones. So that's my
Spirit
my
Box.
Way of finding new shit for the most
How's
part.
How Spirit Box sound? That sounds like an '80s band. Like
it's no hair it's, band. It's a female. How about female metal?
Yep. Right. Sounds like they're summoning demons with
like
a little
witch.
But with really awesome melodic singing too. So
how did you find Sleep Token? The algorithm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works, man. Yeah. You got your little taste in music. Like,
we'll throw this in there, so you might like that. But Sleep Token was...
There's a bunch of webs out there.
They keep throwing this shitty band at me, and I hate it. It's like, you love Danger Muffin.
Danger Muffin.
But you do, Johnny.
You're going to.
You're going to.
You don't know it yet, but you do love them. Like, you know
it. It was like... Everybody found Greta Van Fleet on the same day.
Yeah. And everybody got tired of them on the same day.
I'm still in there. I like them.
I'm not opposed. Mm.
I mean, I'm not opposed to them.
I did come across one. I think it's his name, Death Rocks, I think is his name or whatever. Death Rock or something like that. He sounds like Led Zeppelin covering Greta Van Fleet. But it was good. I'm like, okay, I like this shit. This is all right. But it's kind of like how Greta Van Fleet was. It's kind of like, I like this. It's the same thing. So, but no, I heard a song and popped up. I was like, that's Led Zeppelin. No, it's not. No, it's Greta Van Fleet. No, it's not. It's like, oh shit. But anyway.
What about you, John, lately? Like when you got to find new music, like, where are you looking? Do you trust your... You have a AI Spotify DJ. You still rely on
that? Nah,
that
weak bastard. Weak bastard. He sucks.
Here's some Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Let's throw it back to a time and place to where you really felt alive. Here is Nickelback. Would you look at that photograph?
Look at this photo. I'm like, God damn it.
I hate that voice. Dude was trying to convince me this week, a little young guy, I like him, man. You like him. I was like, no, I can't stand that raspy, I've been in pain. I don't like Stain. Sorry. I don't like that. I've been through so much.
I mean, don't like Green Day, don't like Rage Against the Machine. I mean, shit.
I like their music. It's just like, they're posers. They're posers.
Sometimes.
I mean...
Sometimes
you
get some.
You're supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, he's
Jim
back.
Morrison was.
Oh, he's back.
He's back.
Who?
Goddamn. I just went blank. He just said it, and I just.
Who'd you say?
Aaron Lewis. Yeah. Couldn't think of
that's
it.
Strange, yeah.
Yeah.
That was an impressive finger point.
It was. It was like all the way across.
Dude, I'm starting to get a little country. I rip over every now and then. Next thing I know, between a rock and a hard place. Tear running down. It's like that song got in my head, man.
But then you got country like bleeding over into rock.
Stand
you got like Hardy. He's pretty damn good. I kind of like Hardy.
Song?
He's all right.
There's like three songs I can tolerate. I can't stand that Fast Car. That mobile.
Oh,
that mobile.
Luke Combs.
Yeah,
doing the cover of it.
It you hear like a 10 seconds of that, and you got it. It's a prisoner of war in your mind. Yeah, I can't get it out, man. It
brings it back.
Unplug me.
From the Matrix.
Yeah. How dare you cover that woman's song? It's like, man, if somebody did, if I was, what's her name? Tracy Chapman. I'm like, yeah, bring it back in there. They'll get you, then they'll get me too again.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Make that money for me.
Well, I mean, like, remember, like, when TikTok was first starting and you had the Latino guy who was skateboarding.
Oh, that dude was legend.
Spray.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That really put
I love Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac back on the map.
Yeah. Why did it have to take that? Fleetwood Mac's like one of my favorite classic rock bands.
I think because it was a very pure video.
Like there's
and
some,
he meant nothing by it. And
that was
that
just
was the,
chill, man. It's the definition of chill.
And that was the song that he was vibing to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, their songs don't get old to me. Bob Seger? Oh, they're timeless. I'm done. Sorry, Bob, we're done. I've heard you too much.
Yeah, you don't want to turn the page?
No. Nope. I don't want any turn the page.
But Fleetwood Mac? I'm good. I can hear that all the time.
Yeah, I like Fleetwood.
I think it's just Stevie.
It's Stevie Nicks.
I think it's more the guitar player.
Nah, it's Stevie, dude. Stevie, that's who you put on the album.
Gotta have that.
That's who makes
cool chick money. Name, by the way. Bring it back.
I think they had Bobby. There's a lot of Bobby girls out there.
We just fired one.
Bobby Altoff.
Yep. With an I. Oh.
What else is good, boys? While we're in this break, I would like to tell you April 12th and 13th, you come to Columbus, Mississippi to Munson & Brothers Porch Fest. Free event, music, comedy, art,
nachos.
Yeah, there will be nachos.
Will they?
Yeah. There'll be nachos.
Yeah, there'll be nachos.
And all of us. Yeah. All of us will be there.
I'll be there. Yeah. So you come see us. You come. You ready?
Yeah.
You know what I think would be funny?
What?
If you let me wear the GoPro on mushrooms, walk around and fuck with people.
I mean,
I'm not against that.
I mean, it's a free.
What's he gonna do? Stop you?
It's a free event.
It's a free event. You can do what you want. Whatever you want to do.
I mean, unless Munson, like, you can't do that.
Like, would that
maybe,
be the,
maybe outside of Munson.
That would be the solicitation. Hey, I took
just stand in the road
wearing a GoPro. Like, just do that and don't tell nobody.
Yeah. Nobody will know.
I mean, they may know.
Us and whoever's watching.
Yeah, everybody may know. I mean, I might have just outed myself.
Maybe.
My you know what? John, no, he doesn't even like buy mushrooms. He likes portobellos.
Yeah.
Stuff
on
oyster mushrooms.
Yeah. He's a connoisseur of
in
mushrooms.
In the Morales, I love them.
Oh yes, yeah. And shiitake.
Sure.
Did you?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So I guess it was a TikTok video. The blonde-headed dread hippie chick in the van.
Oh, yeah.
Spitting bars.
You follow her.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
Raymond.
What's her fucking name? She's a potato.
She surely is.
I'm a potato.
People making dissing her. I got to admit, she was spitting bars to me.
Well, I mean, like, oh, I think most people's, like, dig at her is, like, they think that she's a Lockheed Martin. Like, she came from money. And, like, when they dig up her past, like, that wasn't the style of music that she was doing. And like
that oh, yeah, because people can't change.
Right. Yeah, because like people don't. Once you lock in, like when you're 15 years old, that's what you that's have what to do.
That is what you
want. You cannot change.
Nope. Shit, I had on like cowboy boots and fucking Wranglers when I was 15.
I'll pull her up while we're thinking. I know exactly who you're talking about. What's your point, Kyle?
Shannon Blake.
Shannon Blake. That's it. Shannon Blake.
I thought her van looked cool. You got more stuff? What are you following her on?
I follow her on Instagram.
Instagram, man.
Oh.
I don't know. You got to get on that Insta.
I ain't on the ground.
But, like, yeah, every time I pull up one of our videos, it's so wild. Like, looking at the comments, it's like sending hate from Portugal, sending hate from Nebraska, sending hate from Lithuania, sending hate from Argentina. Like, you don't see anybody, like, complimenting on what she's doing. It's like, well, is her whole career fueled by hate? Obviously not. She has 1 million followers. Are they all haters? She's being booked to go to all these festivals. Is she being booked because they're all haters?
No. I mean, it's not an Island Boy situation.
Island Boy.
And just trying to make it.
Yeah.
Make out with your brother. Hold up to the mic.
Damn, that just made me like sitting My bars.
Just as long as it's less than 30 seconds.
That man. Was less than 30 seconds.
There's no copyright. You just, I'm
not a fan.
I mean, I'm not opposed to her music. It's just she a potato.
What's her name? Shannon?
Shannon Blake.
Spunion, whatever you want to call her.
Spunion.
Let's see if she's on X.
Go ahead and hit her up on the Instagram. You're going to have to
get probably
the
like. Elon Musk is hateful.
Yeah, you pulled a lot of
you messed that up because all her songs, she likes to talk about herself. So, like, Elon would have to do something to her so that she could do something about
it. Oh, I put it the wrong way of spelling Shannon. She spells it some...
Yeah, ooh.
S-H-A-N-I-N.
Q-Z-W-X.
Try to get her on the podcast, man.
Yeah. She would be good for it.
Yeah,
you can talk about ayahuasca. Probably
yeah.
I see her. But... Y'all keep talking, man.
If you dig enough into her past, like, you'll find out that
love is love.
That is not who she used to be, and that, like, she has transformed. She's done music. Like, she used to do, and I thought it was very funny. If I find it, I'll share it later on the Porch Talk social media. But she used to do, like, comedy bits on, like, guys dropping in her DMs, and, like, she would bring out her ukulele and be like, "You sent me a picture of your small dick, and you thought I might would like it." And I was like, I kind of dig that. It's like, at least you're having fun, right?
Yeah, I mean, and then she found... Well, I
found a picture of her ass.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
You don't have to dig far. there's a lot of ass out there.
I mean, yeah, she's cute.
You have to tone your brain to become a Spunion.
Yeah.
You
did it.
You have to do a lot of drugs.
What?
To become a Spunion.
I don't even know what that is, bro.
That's a person Spunion. That does a lot of drugs.
I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot of showers.
You don't think she takes showers?
She has dreads, so no.
No.
Man, we had a friend that had dreads. They took showers. You got to put that beeswax up in that
beach. You got to do it.
You got to put that beeswax up in there.
I have a friend who has dreads right now. I think he's very hygienic, but I don't think he takes as many showers as I do. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, our friend had dreads down to his damn ankles.
Okay, mine has...
I was like, man, you ever worry about...
dreads?
Counting Crows dreads.
Yeah.
Like, my friend has dreads to the neck.
He wasn't dedicated.
There's a certain
thing. Yeah, you gotta be down to the ankle
more now.
I was expecting our friend
so damn dedicated, do you?
I was expecting our friend to like close his truck door on him. Go off down the road, not even knowing.
It's a flapping in the wind.
Yeah. Flapping around in the wind.
I'm talking about
you're
down
not
here,
dedicated man. Unless your damn dreads are flying out on the highway for all to see.
Now, I guess you could put a wash cap, like, on.
I think you can just wash your hair, can't you?
No, just
put
man.
Your beeswax back in there.
There's a method to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a way you have
it's
to.
It's a two ball headed people. Would y'all like
like, oh, this hair is shit.
All right, so, like, I'm going bald. Like, in my going baldness, should I dedicate my long hair to dread research? Should I get redheaded dreads?
I mean, if you know it's going away.
Redheaded
you know it's going away. I mean, have fun. Hair. That's what I'm going to say. I wish I'd have had more. I wish I'd have known mine was going away.
I let mine grow out every now and then just to let it know I still got it.
I see mine. If I grew mine out, I look like damn Krusty the Clown.
Shit. Does your parents have like the senior picture of you?
Yeah. Hang it up on the mantle and shit, yeah.
Mine's going upstairs with my brothers.
Damn.
You can tell, like, technology, too. There's, like, more shiny.
Yeah.
I just blocked my mind. It's like, well, all that hair went down here.
It just
there's flop, no, just none of this around. And all this. And it's like Bieber. Like, you know.
Yeah, you had the bangs.
Yeah, I remember
the Bama bang.
I remember you with the fucking swatty hair.
I had the butt cut.
Yeah, he had he won best hair one year.
No, it wasn't.
You didn't?
No, it was Della.
Oh.
Della got the
damn,
best hair.
Dude. Yeah. Well, she got that little book of yours.
What about those monkeys that are taking over at China or whatever? That town? Did you see that shit?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Well, I saw something about that.
Yeah. Run it. Yeah,
run the game.
Could you imagine eating your falafel?
You imagine riding your little moped and a fucking gang of monkeys just take you out.
Yeah,
and your moped. Right
I seen a video of a dude getting attacked by one with a meat cleaver.
Yeah, they got weapons.
Goddamn hatchet man.
They had taught these monkeys to use weapons.
Yeah.
Wow. That's innovative right there.
I'm impressed.
I mean, use your resources. Really?
Oh, my God. Did you see this wrestling championship? This guy got put in a submission.
The splurtle or whatever it's called. Yeah. You see all that?
This is the worst submission ever.
He had to give up life.
Yeah.
After that, that's I think it's called the splurtle.
The splurtle.
The splurtle is the scientific name, I guess.
I don't even think I've been that way.
It don't look natural. It doesn't look like anything on any part.
Look, you can't tap out. You can't do it. You can't do anything. You're just there. You just have to let the time run out. That's all you can do. I was like, wow. Wow, dude. Even the look on his face was like, well, I'm fucked.
Look at these monkeys.
It's like the monkeys took over.
What? Oh, he got a...
It's a plan of the apes.
He got a meat cleaver, dude.
Man, he really... Oh shit!
He got a monkey over there. Like
look like he like he listens to Insane Clown Posse.
Man, yeah,
he won't share that information. I'm relaying what I heard. We got Planet of the Apes reshit.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes just came to life, dude. I'm thinking about buying those movies.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
No. Which ones? The OG ones or the James?
The Frank last guy? This gonna be the fourth one. So,
not a bad film either. Uh-uh. Really. Not bad.
I've been thinking about rewatching the Alien movies.
I've never seen them, dude. Me. I've never seen them.
Scorny Weaver. They're not bad.
Yeah, they probably still hold up.
Yeah.
I got a new one coming out. Hey,
what have y'all seen lately? What have y'all been
I watched The Iron Claw again last night.
Of course you did.
Let's get depressed. Let's go. You know about that? Well, you know about the Von Erichs?
You and your brother.
Oh, man. The dude. It's five brothers. Only one lived.
What were they doing?
Wrestling.
Why?
That's the
curse. They didn't die from wrestling.
Tell the story, cops. Tell the story.
Two or three of them killed themselves?
Three?
Like, dude, there's one in the... They didn't even show in the movie.
Yeah.
There's like, we ain't got enough time.
There's another one we didn't even know.
Yeah, I think it's three killed themselves, and one died over in China going to wrestle with, like, and testing something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same thing that Elvis had.
Yeah.
He was addicted to painkillers and had, like, 40 pounds of shit in his colon. Moving on. I don't know if we need to move on. Anything else to add about...
Let me get back to this.
Okay.
These conjoined twins are married.
Oh, Lord. Could you imagine... You got.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's a TLC show. That channel plays some crazy ass shit.
It fucking is.
Conjoined.
Shout out to Down Syndrome people. They have won 2023 and 24
for being the most amazing.
They are the most amazing.
They are.
I mean, shit.
Conjoined twin Abby Hensel of TLC's Abby and Brittany is now married to an Army veteran. So this means Abby's not married? I mean, Abby's married, but Brittany's not, but they're like...
They put it's like two heads, one body.
Two heads, one body, and so you marry one head, but like...
The other one, you put the bag over the head, whatever.
Just sitting there bitching during the whole time? Fuck you, asshole.
So you're essentially, you have to, you're marrying two. Like, imagine like if the other head were dating another guy, but you're sharing the same...
And she's like, vagina. It's my body too.
Well, what if they have two vaginas?
And like, who impregnates first? How's that work? There's a lot of questions.
Hey,
these are questions that need answers.
Hey, I'm happy for him though. I'm happy for him.
I'm happy. I just have a lot of questions. Yeah.
I don't think. We don't need to know what I think.
What if he cheated on her with the other one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, how would they know?
How do you cheat? Do they get the same sensual pleasure?
Don't know. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
So is it just a head, or is there any more, like a torso?
Dude, from this picture.
Two heads, one body.
Each of them has a boob?
It's two heads, one body.
Yep, two heads, one body. It's like right down
Not
the
middle. Not four titties, just two.
Yep.
I don't know what to make of that.
Maybe a Total Recall situation going on there. We don't know.
Four titties, though.
Or at least three.
Yeah, it would.
He's like, you can't touch those.
They're nice. They're really nice. Have you seen them?
Yes, I've seen them. I've seen them. I see them every day.
How do you think Britney Spears is doing?
Ooh. I saw her on the internet today.
Everybody sees her on the internet. You saw her today. She put out another...
No, not one of those weird dancing videos.
If there was ever a time where I thought 5150 and it being... band wasn't good, she is example. I think 5150 should be a thing, because Free Britney obviously was a mistake.
Let her free.
She's insane.
Let her put out crazy dance videos.
So is Amanda Bynes. Have you been watching anything?
Well, that digs in the Rob Schneider.
Well, you got Rob Schneider.
Not Rob Schneider.
Dan, whatever his damn name is. Yeah, I can't think of it either.
I ain't watching this shit.
When she was on the show and fucking made it.
What's crazy is I used to have a mad crush on
her. I did too. Yeah.
I still do.
Mad
crush. I still do.
That little heart is for you.
I'm a little too old for Amanda Bynes.
I don't care how old.
I mean, like.
I'm with her.
I wasn't in that. I went in this pedophilia Nickelodeon.
Who was that Nickelodeon freak show? What was his fucking name?
Dan, I hate I called Rob Schneider.
He's a great comic. I hate I brought that up.
Yeah, I can't think of his last name. He was on that thing I sent you. I can't remember. Let's see.
Yeah, just go watch Quiet on the Set. It's on Max.
Yeah, it's on there. Everybody, it was a big thing.
Yeah, so like Drake Bell, supposedly, he caught most of the harassment, supposedly. But I mean, like, out of all those people that came out of that program, like, name one that came out with their head screwed on straight. Dan Snyder.
You were close.
I was first name off.
Yeah, you were close. That's why I was like, the more you look at it, the more you see.
Oh, got a little S name in there. Oh, yeah.
That's a great meme.
Yeah.
Oh, we might share that with you. I don't know.
Maybe. What's up, P. Diddy?
Piece of shit.
Allegedly.
Bringing him back.
He is not a cool guy.
Well, it depends on how what you find cool.
I guess. I mean, if he's your brand, you know.
Not my brand.
Bypass.
I see that video of him outside with Bieber, and I'm just like, Bieber, blink twice if you've been held hostage.
Like somebody, right.
Boy Productions in more than one way.
Now all those clips are certain. Did you see that Dave Chappelle was like calling out?
Yeah. Well, hell, he called him out back in the fucking day with breast milk.
Breast milk.
I mean, that's true Cambodian right there.
I'm shutting the studio down for 2 weeks unless you can get me 2 gallons of Cambodian breast milk. Only the finest.
That's real Cambodian.
That's the first dinosaur being hatched in over 2,000 years.
That's the most balling shit ever.
So it turns out Cat Williams caught it.
Yeah.
Turns out
caught it.
Yeah. Journalist.
He caught it on the last episode.
If I can be a woman, I can be a journalist.
There you go. You can be whatever you want to be, man.
That's right.
Golly, man. Those were the days waiting on Chappelle. Remember when we had to hook up with our Kmart friends? It was like, we ain't got to wait till tomorrow. They're getting off and bringing it tonight.
Yep, that's right.
And I didn't have Comedy Central, so all that was new.
Oh, you got the whole season and just being there.
Yeah. It worked at Kmart. They worked overnights, and they could get it like when it came out. Yeah. We'd go over there, like, all right, cool.
I remember one day in Tennessee, they put some shit out that wasn't supposed to be out yet.
Mm, yeah.
And people were buying it.
This Walmart down here sucks.
Shit's supposed to be out.
Supposed to be out. I sit there and look at the little label. It'd be like 2 weeks. Still, like, what the hell?
Still sitting in the back.
Yeah.
And he'd been unboxing.
Hey, y'all. I've been waiting on Mission Impossible for like a week. And it's still just a slot here.
He's a big time.
These are your new shits. Put it out. Am I going to have to go to FET? Looks like I'm going to have to go to FET.
Don't be throwing them threats up there now. Come on.
Fit Walmart.
Watch out.
I bet they will have it put out.
They probably would. Probably would.
Because they got three rows.
What is it? Shit, I love the Fit Walmart.
Yeah, it'd take them an hour and a half to stock the whole store. It's like 4x4.
Nah, dude, it's a super center.
Yeah, that's much bigger than the one in Houston. You've been to one in Houston, Mississippi?
Houston, Mississippi.
Oh, man. It's a Dollar General with... Walmart stuff in it.
So it's like the Walmarts of the like 90s.
Oh, you can only look. You can only put one. Worse than that, only put one buggy down the aisle. If you meet somebody coming another aisle, it's over.
Y'all playing?
It's over. Yeah. It's like one of us is backing up.
Anything else in your black book?
Vince Young got knocked out at a bar. Former Texas quarterback, legend. Yeah.
Legend. The National Heisman Trophy and National Championship.
Sleep time.
You beat UFC.
Yeah, and one of the greatest national championships ever.
2007.
Speaking of sports.
When is the Tyson fight?
Jake Paul?
Yeah, with Jake Paul. When is it?
That's July 20th. It's the day before my birthday, just to remember.
Day before.
I'll take nothing $50 or below.
I'm betting on Jake Paul.
I mean, I think Tyson's going to throw it. Just play.
I think it's going to be like I just pay for that.
It's going to be like them Tyson fights from back in the day when they last like 3 minutes. And you pay $75.
I bet it won't. I bet it's like this.
It's going to be pop, pop.
I don't know, dude. I've been watching Tyson's training videos, and he's still a fucking beast.
Hey,
just think that you can get in there and play, though.
You know Maynard helped train him.
You know, really?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been watching some of those.
I bet you.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
It's going to be a disappointment. I bet they get in there and just like, y'all practicing? What's up?
Absolutely, it's going to be a disappointment. Are you smoking? Yes.
It's
all money, right?
Fiasco.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think it's going to be like you think, like what it should be.
Like him whooping bah, the bah, shit bah.
Yeah, just, like, this dude ain't boxers. This dude gonna get up inside. You know what I mean?
Just one.
But,
from
no, that'd probably be this.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw Alan from The Hangover, right?
Yeah. My have the turntables turn in sports. I always say I still rep it, even in disappointment.
But I don't give a piss about nothing but this time.
Final four. Bama says, little brother, I see you went to the Final Four in 2019. Hold my beer while I go do it.
We going to try.
Hey, y'all think y'all want to be good at basketball? Hey, we're going to be good at basketball too.
I don't think anybody wants any part of UConn, though.
Yeah, that's what I said, dude. I lived up my 4 days of the SEC Tournament Championship because I'm Auburn. I'm dead inside. Sister, we can go up there and get beat by a bunch of white nerds. Have you seen Larry Nerd, by the way?
The dude in the NIT plays for Indiana State.
Oh, Lord.
That goofy-looking dude's awesome.
Last name Nerd?
No, that's just his nickname, because he looks like a nerd. They call him Larry Nerd. Or at least Pat McAfee does. I like it. But Allen's Crimson Tide playing UConn Saturday in the Final Four. Enjoyed them 6 days like I enjoyed my 4 days of SEC tournament champs.
I'm going to enjoy.
That don't mean nothing but a banner in the arena.
What happens if we throw them out just like we threw North Carolina out, though? What? They call it March Madness for a reason.
Yeah, basketball is unpredictable. And me being Auburn over here.
I don't know. I still think Vegas got a hand in it.
Wouldn't the best outcome be for Bama then?
Yeah.
Are you one of those rig people?
I am. Big time.
Man, it takes a lot to, like, go down for, like, you. People got to make shots and stuff. And look like you're still playing. You know what I mean? Everybody, it's rigged. I'm like, dang, dude. Just, like,
every championship game so far this year
has been rigged
into overtime.
It'd be refs that do it mostly.
Whoever does it.
I love basketball, man. You been getting into it since your team's like made the run? It is fun to watch.
I've been into it for like 2 years.
Yeah, you're a true Alabama.
I'm like truly getting into it now, but like I've always like paid attention.
Yeah.
I just didn't have a team to root for, but now I have a team to like, oh shit, my team.
Yeah.
They're in there.
I've only gotten involved during March Madness. I've never been involved in basketball.
Dude, I like the women.
Iowa. Caitlin Clark.
My dad was talking about that today. He's like, I watched that game. I was like, what?
I watch all her games, dude. She's fun to watch. It's like, hey, 60 feet away? That's a three-pointer. It's like, no, what? Oh, my God. Oh, blink an eye. She's got 40 points.
It's true. It's true.
I don't think I've been into basketball since Darrell Wilson played for Mississippi State.
I was at the gymnasium at Sophomore.
Yeah, buddy. Well, that's where it was. Go Stallions.
Horsey pride, baby. Ready or Not 2's coming out.
Ready or Not 2.
Yeah, did you watch Ready or Not?
Yeah.
Great. I love that chick, though.
Yeah, she's cool.
What's her name?
Don't let me lie to you.
She's kin to the agent and... The Matrix. This is that's her uncle. Agent Smith. Tamar Weaving.
She was the babysitter.
Ready or Not, though.
Tamar Weaving.
Ready or Not, it's good. It's good fun.
Or Samara Weaving.
Samara.
Seems to be all the notes.
He's noted out. Anything else to add before we close?
Just
let me look at my Twitter.
You gonna X it up a little bit?
What about that? You can follow me at X on What's Up Kyle, by the way. Oh, dude. Mm-hmm. Technology, man. This NBA game snapchatted the opposing team's fans.
Oh, you're talking about the Pacers?
Yeah.
Pacers were playing the Lakers, and like on the Jumbotron, they put a Snapchat filter to make all the...
Everybody cried.
Fans look like they were crying. Which I'm for, because I don't like LeBron.
I don't like LeBron or the Lakers.
They talking about getting him Steph Curry or him going to the Warriors.
Or they can go to hell.
Yeah.
He's never had Steph Curry once before, has he?
He has not. But he has had a dream team.
Yeah,
he's lost.
He fucking talked her up right there.
Yeah, I can't click on that. We'd be taken down. Melanie Mack, great follow on X.
I'm not going to call it X ever.
I am.
It's Twitter.
If the guy wants us to have freedom of speech, I'll call it whatever he wants me.
We'll call it LimeWire.
See, yeah, let's call it that.
LimeWire. Miss those days.
Well, if nothing else to do while Brother Cobb's Scabbers.
Did you see this video of Ellen Page throughout the years?
Oh, yeah.
She was pretty.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Don't ever forget what they
She was really cute.
Now he's handsome.
I would say depressed.
Dude, she was in Trailer Park Boys, by the way. It's crazy.
I know. She was Leahy's daughter.
Yep.
That was her come up.
Yeah.
Oh, thank y'all so much for listening and or watching.
Come back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now, we'll do it again.
And yeah. We'll see y'all at Porch Fest.
Porch Fest in between
WrestleMania next week.
Yeah, no, it's
in between.
April 12th and 13th. Yeah. You come out to Columbus, you come see all of us.
Oh, next episode is right after.
Yeah.
Right after.
Because
right
his next weekend is WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Then, oh. The Porch Talks.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope. War Eagle.
Woo.
I am not a croc.
Tell me, can't you see that I couldn't look away? I don't know where I'm going. It's a journey, not a race. I don't know where I'm going, just that I can't stay. And I'm starting over, I'm starting over. Maybe this time I can get it right. I'm starting over, I'm starting over. Maybe this time I can get it right. But I wouldn't place no bets, 'cause I'm living with no regrets. No, I wouldn't hold your breath for me, for me, for me. Something's gonna change. It's been coming for so long, honey, I can't wait. And I don't know where I'm going, just that I can stay. And I'm starting over, I'm starting over. Man, this time I can get it right. I'm starting over, I'm starting over. Man, but as broken as I may be, and as desperate as it may seem, there's a place somewhere for you, for me. With no rest. I've got no fucking regrets. No, I wouldn't hold your breath.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save